أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون ولقد جاءهم رسول منهم فكذبوه فأخذهم العذاب وهم ظالمون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 112 and 113 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala presents an example of a qarya, a village or a city. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً. That city was one of peace, one of tranquility. In other words, the people of that city experience absolute peace, absolute tranquility. يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Its sustenance had come to the people in abundance, مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, from every side. From every side means that there was absolute abundance in the sustenance of the people, no shortage. But what happened to the people? فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. They were ungrateful to the many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they were not thankful to Allah. They did not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could not see that these ni'mats were coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made them taste the garment of hunger and fear. The garment of hunger and fear, a garment is something that covers the body. In other words, there was widespread hunger, there was widespread fear. بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Because of their deeds, because of what they did. Here the commentators have expressed, number one, in the general sense, Allah is not speaking about any one particular city, but this is the general thing that happens, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates a habitation, people come together, a village, a city is formed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His grace, through Allah ta'ala's mercy, Allah creates peace, Allah creates tranquility, Allah sends the sustenance of the people. And then the people do not appreciate these sustenances of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One reason is, insan, we feel that we are entitled. Number two, we feel that whatever sustenance we are getting is because of our own doings, our own assiduity. It is me that worked, it is I that did. And we forget Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this equation, and we forget then to thank Allah and appreciate and make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah Ta'ala changes these conditions. The conditions of peace now becomes conditions of fear. The conditions of abundance of sustenance, now not only the lack of sustenance, but then hunger and starvation and poverty becomes widespread. And all of this is because of the doings of the people of the city. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we go back before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quraysh used to go to Syria in the summer months. They would go to Yemen in the winter months, toiling, going down that road in those days. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changed those conditions. The conditions were that the people of Syria, they started coming to Jeddah, they started coming to Makkah. The people of Yemen started coming to Makkah, and they brought their products, they brought their commodities. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted an abundance to the people of Makkah. This was said before, that if the people of Makkah had anything with them, any resource, it was financial resources, and that is why for a very short while though they could sustain the war against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they were forced to sign the treaty of Hudaybiyah. So Allah Ta'ala had given them an abundance of wealth, but what had happened, they did not appreciate this ni'mat of Allah. They did not accept our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It comes in a narration that for a period of 7 years, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought famine, Allah brought hunger to the people of Makkah Mukarrama. Now their one fear was that what is going to happen to them. Islam is growing on the other side and Islam is becoming strong. So now that aman, that peace that they had was lost to them. This happened to such an extent, that they began to eat carrion. Some of them ate the dogs and the carrion of dogs and other things. And the result is some of them began to boil bones of animals that were lying around, to the extent that they then had to approach our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Sufyan at that time was not a Muslim. Abu Sufyan came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said that your deen and you preach kindness, compassion to family members, and we are part of your family. Whoever has done wrong were the men, the adult men. It was not the women, it was not the children, but now women and children are suffering. So do something. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removed those conditions. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in certain narrations actually made arrangements that food, grain should be now brought into Makkah Mukarramah from other places, and in this way they had overcome that famine. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ, and the general system of Allah ta'ala, and in the people, in the case of the people of Makkah Mukarramah, certainly a great Rasul had come from amongst them. فَكَذَّبُوهُ, they denied him. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ, then the azab had got hold of them. وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, in a condition that they were transgressive, they were oppressive and disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The very important lesson we learn here is to appreciate the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number one, appreciate that the ni'mats come from Allah, and it comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat, not because we are entitled, but because of the kindness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.